And welcome to another fine installation of Queer Radio. I'm Stephanie Tierney. I'm going to be with you for the next 30 minutes. And today on the show, I am having a conversation with Ryan Crozier. And actually, it's part one of two of a conversation with Ryan Crozier. And we're going to be talking about his involvement with a group called Galaxy, which is a LGBTQ plus support initiative within the Xerox company. And we talk about different things within the community here in St. John. Later on in the show, I'll be giving out resources. So if you're out there, identify as queer and need some hotlines or websites to visit, I will give you those as well. So stick around. You're listening to Queer Radio on Local 107.3 FM. How is everyone today? I hope you're doing well. Last week was very, very difficult for everybody in the LGBTQ plus community, including myself. And I did my best to power through last week's show. I did make it to the end. I did make it to the finish line. However, it was definitely challenging. And I hope everyone's doing okay out there. Or doing better than okay. I hope you're doing well. And I have every week I give out resources, hotlines, crisis hotlines. I give out website information for folks who may be listening to this show and identifying as queer and need help. And I think it's important to create those spaces for those resources to be made available to folks. So if you are listening, I will be giving out that information later in the show. If you are on Facebook, you can find my page. It's queer. It's spelled K-W-I-R, which is the phonetical spelling of the word queer. And you can send me messages on there if you need help. I can definitely connect you with folks in the community to get you the help that you need. And if I can't, I'll do my best to find answers for you. Today on the show, part one of two of an interview with Ryan Crozier. Ryan is a friend of mine and also a member of the LGBTQ plus community in St. John, and he's also involved in several initiatives. In this part one, we'll be talking about his work with a group called Galaxy, which is an LGBTQ plus support initiative within the Xerox company. And we also talk about different issues within the queer community in St. John. In next week's episode, we talk about Guerrilla Bar Night, and we talk about some of the other things that are happening in the community that Ryan's involved with. And so I think you'll really enjoy this conversation. And so this will be part one. It's about 20 minutes long. And then I'll get to maybe get to some music later on. I did pull the new Ray Spoon CD from the Playbox here at Local 107.3 FM. I think you'll really enjoy this conversation with Ryan. He's a very well-spoken and intelligent friend of mine. And if you're out there listening, Ryan, thank you for being a guest on Queer Radio. And if you also identify as queer and live in St. John and would like to be a guest on the show, certainly I'm very open to hearing your stories and your successes and your struggles and all of that. And if you want to email me, you can do so at stephanie@cfmh.ca. The other thing I should mention is that I will give out the 800 numbers later on in the program. If you don't have time to write them down, I generally share them on my queer Facebook page as well, KWIR, and you can actually scroll back through my history on my Facebook page and you'll be able to find those resources, which I try to post every week just in case there's someone out there who doesn't have a pen or can't write that fast. I try to take my time, but sometimes I get a little excited. And I want to also give a shout out to everyone who came to the vigil for Orlando last week in St. John. That was a really amazing show of support and love. So everyone who came to that, thank you. So let's go to part one of two of an interview with Ryan Crozier before I begin to cry again, which is highly likely given my state lately. But anyway, and yeah, like I said, you can follow me on Facebook, KWIR. And if you have, or if you know of folks in the community that you think would make interesting guests on the show, I definitely have lots of amazing guests coming up in the coming weeks. Ryan Crozier will be this week and next week. And then following that, so in 3 weeks from now, will be part one of an interview I did with Dr. John Dornan, who is an endocrinologist working with transgender folks in St. John. And he's also a really amazing person and doing some great work. So that's something to look forward to in a couple of weeks. And so I'll be back shortly with your resources and hotlines and support networks. And I think that's all I have to say right now. Again, though, if you need help, please reach out to me, KWIR on Facebook, queer. And here is Ryan Crozier, part one. Enjoy.
Welcome to another episode of Queer Radio. I'm Stephanie Tierney, and I'm joined today by Ryan Crozier, and we're going to talk a little bit about Ryan's involvement in the LGBT community here in St. John and about some of his other initiatives. Welcome, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Stephanie?
I'm good. Did you want to start off the show today by telling our listeners a little bit more about yourself?
Sure, I can do that. My name is Ryan Crozier. I'm 30 years old. I've born and raised here in St. John. I feel like I've kind of planted my roots here, I guess. Mm-hmm. Not to say that I wouldn't relocate if the right opportunity came up, but that hasn't happened yet. A little bit about me. I thoroughly enjoy traveling. Mm-hmm. So I try to do something that not a lot of people do, and that's work to live as opposed to live to work. Mm-hmm. And I work as hard as I can so that I can enjoy the time that I'm not working. And I like to do that by traveling, getting away, getting recharged.
Mm-hmm. What's the most interesting place you visited so far?
The most interesting place has been Mexico. Mm. I've really enjoyed the warmer climates. Mm-hmm. And Mexico was beautiful. I was able to stay with a family when I was there, so I kind of spent my time doing the local stuff and not necessarily the touristy stuff. Mm-hmm. So I kind of immersed myself into their culture, and I found that extremely enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Do you find, like, traveling to other places in the world that you experience any kind of discrimination, or are most places pretty cool?
I would say for the most part, I've been selective in my choices.
Right.
And I like to go somewhere where I know that I will feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I've chose a lot of destinations where it is acceptable.
You know you're going to be safe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Now, I know you're involved at your workplace. You work at Xerox.
Correct.
And I know that they have an LGBT employee group called Galaxy, correct?
Yeah.
Pride at Work.
Exactly.
And I know you're involved with that. Did you want to tell our listeners a little bit about how that group works and how it enhances the workplace for LGBT people?
Yeah, sure. I've been involved with it for the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. From an executive perspective. So basically what it is it's an employee resource group that was formed over 25 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. It started out with a simple email DL, and it grew into, globally, around 800 members, which seems high, mm-hmm. but if you think globally, mm-hmm. and in comparison to some other major corporations, it's actually on the lower side. So we're not sure really why that is, if people feel comfortable being themselves at work. That's mm-hmm. something that we really strive for, and it's taking Galaxy as a group. Our intent is to support our LGBT community and employees within Xerox and bring forward any sort of concerns or issues that they may have in the workplace mm-hmm. to the diversity and inclusion councils, and really serve as a catalyst for our upper management team as well. Mm. And allies, of course. Our allies are important, and we try to focus on those.
Mm. Yeah. That's amazing that it's been around that long.
25 years.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about 25 years ago, the culture was very, very different, and it's kind of cool that...
Exactly. I personally feel proud to work for a company that has instilled such strong roots in diversity and inclusion. Mm-hmm. Our LGBT employee resource group is actually only one of a number of different resource groups that we've got established within Xerox. There's the Women's Alliance. Mm-hmm. There's a African American Women's Alliance as well. There's actually a couple other Asians coming together, Hispanic Association, National Black Employee, and Veteran Services. So there's a couple other caucus groups, and we try to all drive the same sort of initiatives.
Right.
Yeah.
And is there a lot of crossover between those groups?
There is. Yeah. As a matter of fact, coming up next month, I'm taking part in a global webcast. It's being casted from our head office in Toronto, and we're involving all of the caucus groups. So it's a diversity and a business conference.
Okay.
And we're really trying to tie together a lot of those different caucus groups to speak to some of the initiatives that Xerox has going on from a diversity and inclusion perspective, as well as some of the headlines that we've been working towards.
Yeah. It sounds like Xerox is very forward thinking, and I know, like, just doing like job searching on the internet for myself, like when I do a Google search of like LGBTQ plus positive companies in Canada, Xerox is pretty much always on that list.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah,
definitely. It's something that Xerox has always taken very strongly and has worked really hard to maintain. For instance, this year and for a number of years, it has been labeled as one of Canada's best diversity employers.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that you're able to see that when you do a Google search, that's great to see.
Mm-hmm.
Human rights campaigns for over 13 years, we've established 100% on what they call the Equality Index report.
Okay.
And we're actually one of the benchmarking companies to receive that 100%.
Mm.
And something else that we tie closely with is Out and Equal. It's a conference, they put on a conference every year, but it really supports out LGBT members in the workforce of a number of different corporations.
Okay.
So I was able to attend one of the conferences a couple years ago, and it was really amazing to see all of the work that other large corporations and nonprofit organizations have come together and what they're doing either in the community or within their organizations to promote and build on diversity and inclusion. So it was a great learning opportunity to take away some of the stuff that we as a corporation could be doing better, that we could take to our HR and VPs and say, you know, here's, we want to stay competitive in the market as well as, you know, show that we are standing up to these awards that we're being awarded with.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a great benchmarking opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you met lots of cool people.
I did, yeah. It was the year that I attended was in San Francisco.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it was great. There was over 3,000 people in attendance from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of opportunity to network and meet with small workshops.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really great. It was mind-blowing, actually. Yeah, it was very eye-opening to see and hear some of the struggles. And I guess one thing for me is it was transgender was something that from my time working with Galaxy, because we didn't have a huge population of transgendered employees that have come out as transgendered employees with or that I made it a point to attend a lot of workshops around the transgender population mm-hmm. in corporations and how we can assure that they can feel comfortable
yeah.
and that we have the right actions in place to support them through whether it be their transition mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. So it was something that I really that we focused on because mm-hmm. we weren't seeing a lot of people identify as transgender.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that's just the culture right now is that more people are embracing themselves and coming out, and the transgender community is obviously, well, we're in the focus right now because of the bathroom bills, but I mean, obviously in Canada, we're also, you know, they've tabled a bill that will increase our rights in Canada, so.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, very so exciting.
We're excited to see where that goes. Now, my next question for you is kind of related to what we're talking about, which is just about in larger centers, you know, there are larger LGBT communities just because of population. And I'm just wondering what the culture is like within Xerox and St. John as compared to larger cities. And what I'm getting at is like sometimes big companies or organizations will begin what they think are inclusive initiatives for the whole company, but I'm wondering how those initiatives translate like into smaller centers where maybe in bigger centers there's more forward-thinking kind of mentality. And that's not to say there aren't forward-thinking people in smaller communities, but just I'm wondering how those policies translate to smaller cities like say St. John where they may be a little more conservative than bigger cities.
Well, I've got a really great example for that, actually, that kind of ties in nicely, and it was pretty surprising. I'll talk about this one first. Last year, we hosted at one of our Xerox offices in Lexington, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
It was a diversity fair.
Mm-hmm.
And being in Kentucky, you wouldn't think that there would have been as many people that would, let's say, stop by our table
mm-hmm.
or that would just completely walk by.
Mm-hmm.
That day, we received upwards to 20 or 30 people,
mm-hmm.
members of the LGBT community that said, you know, I didn't realize this was within Xerox or mm-hmm. that there was such a thing. And aside from that, it was really surprising to see the number of allies that ended up joining our group.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most vibrant caucus or chapters to date still
mm-hmm.
within Xerox or within mm-hmm. the galaxy, the different chapters. So that to me, I would initially think that it would be a little bit more backward thinking.
Mm-hmm.
In those sorts of areas, especially with all that's going on in that neck of the woods now.
Yeah.
But in speaking specifically to St. John, when I first was approached to kind of carry the torch on in 2011 with Galaxy as our local chapter president,
mm-hmm.
there were maybe, I think, 8 members. So it was very stagnant.
Right.
It actually grew after just a little bit of information and knowledge sharing, getting it out there that this does exist. There's resources for you. And we grew to 28, which,
wow.
Yeah, you know, there was a percentage of that was our ally members, so
right.
our straight allies.
Right.
But at the time, a lot of managers did have LGBT folk on their teams
mm-hmm.
and they thought that they're, you know, to make them feel that it is inclusive and that, you know, it's not just something that they say on the first day of hire or that
right,
you know,
right.
we are a diversity and diverse driven culture
mm-hmm.
and we support that. So it was great to, and I got some really great reviews from the younger folk that were, or the younger employees,
mm-hmm.
that had joined, and it was well received here in St. John, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah,
I just like got thinking about it and thinking about our conversation and about just sometimes things look good on paper to big companies in bigger centers, and then when they translate down to smaller centers where it's not as forward-thinking, it's just like, or there might not be as many staff that are forward-thinking, and it's like, it doesn't translate as well.
Yeah.
But that sounds really, very positive.
I mean, I haven't experienced anything too negative, and not that I have, or that I've heard of either, so it seems to be pretty well received and accepted, so.
That's good.
Yeah.
So I guess related to that, do you feel like big companies are trying harder in recent years to be more inclusive with LGBTQ plus people?
I would say 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you touched a bit on that with going to those conferences and stuff.
Going to the conferences and seeing the masses from these large corporations and companies that come with their ERGs and, you know, it, to display and assure that the public is aware of their diverse nature and what they're fighting for or what they're striving for was really eye-opening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually attending another one this year. It's in Orlando in October.
Okay.
So it is. I truly believe that, I mean, equality and LGBT rights and all of that is on the forefront of so many different news medias and whatnot, and even legal findings with all of that's going on, that I feel major corporations and businesses are really trying to stand up for those rights, and I think
and I think that's even apparent just in the backlash from North Carolina and all the big companies that are pulling it. Was Xerox one of the companies that...
Xerox backed the bill.
Yeah.
So they signed it, and there was a... they supported the bill that was put against them, I guess. Xerox, among, I think there were over 100 other major corporations that had either some sort of work or dealings within North Carolina that said, you know, we don't stand for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a pretty powerful message that was sent, I think.
Well, when you see pop stars backing out too, like
that. Oh, absolutely. That was,
yeah.
I can't imagine from a... like how they could do that, I guess the state.
It makes me happy though when I see that stuff, because it kind of says like, in little ways things are progressing. I mean, we always, it's hard as a trans person. I'm always seeing stories in my news feed on social media about, you know, people being murdered or people being discriminated against, or even cisgender people being attacked because somebody read them as transgender. And there's all this kind of like craziness going on, but it's like when I see sports teams withdrawing from North Carolina, when I see, you know, or even when I see, you know, Laura Jane Grace burning her birth certificate on stage in North Carolina, it's like, it's like sends a little signal to me that like, okay,
we are progressing.
Yeah, and like the war is not over yet.
It's not, no, and it's far from it, right? But it's nice to see that, you know, there is a supportive backing there, moving it forward.
Mm.
I agree.
It's weird from a Canadian perspective, too, just to see all of the stuff that's going on in the States.
It really is, yeah.
It makes me happy to be a Canadian.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I know you've been involved in previous years with St. John Pride. When did you first get involved with that organization?
It was 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was involved from an executive perspective. It would have been 3 years ago, and last year I wasn't quite as involved.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to pick it up again this year. Mm-hmm. I feel that there's a real need for the community support.
Mm-hmm.
not that there isn't every year, but I feel that it's quite evident this year that they really need the community support to make this festival continue and be successful and be something that we can be proud of as a community.
Well, I think last year was so successful that it's like everybody kind of wants to see that, if not equal, a little bit even better than last summer.
And I feel that partially because, or what partially contributed to last year's success was they looked at the few years previous, and it was so large scale.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
The previous festivals had been a week to 10 days.
Yeah.
And with the size of St. John's community.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
Yeah.
So I think what really helped last year's be more successful was they looked at the 10 days of events, and they shortened it down to 4 days.
Yeah.
It was, you know, your Thursday through Sunday.
Yeah.
And really focused on the heavy hitting, most popular events. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be the approach that they're taking this year as well, which I really think hones in and focuses on what the major goal is, and it's to, you know, to be able to celebrate that we live in a city and that we live in a country that we can feel comfortable, for the most part, I would say. We can feel comfortable celebrating who we are and being actually out and proud in the public's eye.
And that was part one of a two-part interview I did with Ryan Crozier, and I hope you enjoyed that. Next week on the show, we talk more about some of the initiatives going on in St. John with the queer community, and we also talk about Gorilla Bar Night, which is cool. Maybe it'll become Gorilla Queer Bar Night with a K, but I'm not sure. Just tune in next week. You'll get it. Listen, I realized that interview went kind of long, and I really want to give out the resources, hotlines for people who are listening, who might identify as queer and who need some help. So very quickly, the Trans Lifeline is 877-330-6366. And that hotline is for trans folks who are in crisis or need support. And the phones are staffed by transgender folks themselves. So it's a great resource that is made available to transgender people. PFLAG, the main hotline, is 888-530-6777, extension 555. You can also call PFLAG on a French hotline, that is 888-530-6483. The PFLAG gender identity support is 888-530-6777, extension 226. You can also email them, gender@pflag.ca, that's spelled pflagcanada.ca. And you can also visit the PFLAG website for that information again, which is pflag.ca, and that's spelled pflag. It's been a wonderful interview with Ryan. Thank you again if you're out there listening, Ryan. Appreciate your time. And if you would like to be a guest on the show, please email me, stephanie@cfmh.ca. And I didn't get time to play some Ray Spoon. I know. I'm disappointed too. But the reality is we have next week. And then in 2 weeks' time, I start an interview with Dr. John Dornan, an endocrinologist working in St. John. So you want to tune in for that as well. And that brings us to the end of another episode of Queer. Join me on Facebook at KWIR. And have a great week. Be safe. Love one another and all that cool stuff. And send me a message on Facebook, KWIR, if you need help or if you would like to be a guest on the show. Have a great week. Bye.